ओम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटर 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 19 ततयेनं गुरु ज्ञात्वा ज्ञाता ज्ञाया चतुष्टयम् दैत्येन्द्रं दर्शयामास पातृमृष्टम् अलंकृतम् After some time, the teachers, Sanga and Amarka, thought that Prahlad Maharaj was sufficiently educated in the diplomatic affairs of pacifying public leaders, appeasing them by giving them lucrative posts, dividing and ruling over them, punishing them in case of disobedience, pacifying public leaders, appeasing them by giving them lucrative posts, dividing and ruling over them, and punishing them in case of disobedience. Then, one day, after Prahlad's mother personally washed the boy and dressed him nicely, with sufficient ornaments, they presented him before his father. After some time, the teacher Sanga and Amarka thought that Prahlad Maharaj was sufficiently educated in the diplomatic affairs of pacifying public leaders, appeasing them by giving the lucrative posts, dividing and ruling over them, and punishing them in case of disobedience. Then one day, after Prahlad's mother had personally worshipped the boy and dressed him nicely with sufficient ornaments, they presented him before his father. It is essential for a student who is going to be a ruler or king to learn the four diplomatic principles. There is always rivalry between a king and his citizens. Therefore, when a citizen agitates the public against the king, your duty as a king is call him and try to pacify him. Sweet words say are very important in the state. Why should you disturb the public with some new cause for agitation? If the citizen is not pacified, the king should offer him some lucrative post as a governor or minister, any post that draws high salary, so that he may be agreeable. If the enemy still goes on agitating the public, the king should try to create dissension in the enemy's camp. If he still continues, the king should employ argumentum ad baculum, severe punishment, by putting him in jail or placing him before a firing squad. The teachers appointed by Hiranyakashipu taught Prahlad Maharaj how to be a diplomat so that he would rule over the citizens very nicely. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chakshurun Mulitam Yenartha Svai Sri Gurave Namah శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమైన భూతలేత్రయం రూప కథామయం దదాతి స్వామిన వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పద కమలం శ్రీ గురు వైష్ణవాచ శ్రీ రూపం సాగర జాతం సగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పర్యణ చైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ పాదం సగణ లలిత శ్రీ సాగర హే కృష్ణ కరుణాసింధో దీన బంధో జగత్పతే ఉపేషాంతరాధాకాంతప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావేశ్వరి వృషభాను ಪಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪದಲ್ಲಿ ಶತ್ರುಪಾ ಸಿಂಧು ಪ್ರಯೋಜ ಪತಿತಾನ ಪಾವನೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸ ಗೌರವ ಭಕ್ತರು ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಕಲುವಾಯಿಲ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಸಾಯಂತ್ರ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಲೋಕವನ ಇದೆ 10 ಗಂಟೆ ನಿಂಚಿ 20 ಗಂಟೆ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಅದು ಇವ್ರು ವೆಬ್ಸೈಟ್ ಇವಳು ಬಂಡಿ ಬೇಡ್ತಾರೆ ಸಾಯಂತ್ರ ಕಲುವಾಯಿಲ ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರ ರಾಜಶೇಖರ್ ಸರ್ Alright, we are talking about Sri Ramanujacharya on the occasion of thousandth anniversary. Tell us how? We went to inaugurate the program. We went to inaugurate first group. Ramanujacharya's teacher and that. So Ramanujacharya is one of the very powerful Vaishnava Acharyas. Prabhupada could be said here. 50 cent here. Ramanujacharya. Matter what you should get as you. Ram, nice photograph, Ramanujacharya. Agrigati, anniversary, appearance anniversary, there were actual points. Same one outside, like this, and here, three points. So, first Acharya to come was Vishnu Swami from Rudra Sampradaya way back 3rd century. The second Acharya to come is Nimbaditya from Kumar Sampradaya, 4 Kumaras. That's 6th, 7th century. And then the third Acharya to come is Ramanujacharya, 11th century, 11th and 21st century, 1,000 years old. 1,000 years of the appearance of Srimad Ramanujacharya, Bhagavan Srimad Ramanujacharya. For him the word can be used, Bhagavad Srimad Ramanujacharya. He is Bhagavan also, Lakshman. Lakshman there, coming as Ramanujacharya. Actually, Bhagavan means one who has taken the power from the Lord. So, he says something as Bhagavan, Narada Vaja. Bhagavan, Rudra Vaja. Then, but Bhagavan doesn't mean the supreme personality of Godhead. Bhagavan means one who has obtained power. That's what we can call. Not to create confusion in the public, we don't use the word Bhagavan to gurus so much. We use the word His divine grace, Krishna Kripa, Sri Murthy, His divine grace. So, Ramanujacharya, third Acharya, he came in Sri Sampradaya. First is Rudra, Kumara, and Sri Lakshmi, Lakshmi Sampradaya. That's it. Turn it this year. Everybody will see. So, there are the four Acharyas. Bus. The fourth to come is in the Brahma Sampradaya. Madhuacharya. We are from Brahma, Madhu Gaudiya. We are not plainly from Madhu Sampradaya. We are Madhu Gaudiya Sampradaya. So something special. So their philosophies are, they talk about the sister Dvaita, Siddha Dvaita and Kevala Dvaita, they are the three, the previous Acharyas. And when we put Madhva Gaudiya, we are from Madhva, also not just Madhva Sampradaya, something more. There is Gaudiya. So our philosophy is called Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So you have Siddha Dvaita, Sista Dvaita, Dvaita Dvaita, and Kevala Dvaita, four. And ours is Achintya Bheda Bheda. In Navadvipa Mandal Parikrama, we have visited all the four Acharyas. Ramanuja Acharya visited Navadvipa, and Nimbaditya, he visited Navadvipa, is that right? And the four Kumaras, they also visited Navadvipa and Madhvacharya. And the last Acharya to come was Madhvacharya. At the time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that it is not easy to become a Krishna Bhakta. We are only chanting and fighting. We are only chanting and trying to gratify our desires. Father, you want followers? Krishna will put some followers around you. That is how we are chanting Hare Krishna. You want to eat nicely, stay and fight. So Krishna is there, making arrangement for that. Yes, and you want to chant Hare Krishna and become some manager. Krishna is doing that. Or you want to go to America. You want to get a puzzling marriage means you don't know American getting married to Indian. There is no chance actually. But Krishna can arrange anything. Krishna can arrange anything. Right? How can a woman here can think of getting married to an American? There is a chance. You come to this car. Everything is all possible. Sudra woman getting married to a Brahmin, a Brahmin woman getting married. Why you are getting married? You know, Vaishnavas. You don't see caste or anything like that. Get married. Anything can happen with Krishna. With Krishna, he can do it. He can do impossible, possible. He can make what is possible, impossible. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it is not easy to become a Krishna Bhakta. That's why anyone who has not accepted Parampara, anyone who has not accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no question of Krishna Bhakta. He may find big, that Chinni Krishna in Tamil Nadu, and this guy, that guy, very eloquent lectures on Krishna, Krishna Tattva. Devotees, they cannot accept. How without accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? She's going. Prabhupada, your audio cassette. Sit properly. You there? Sit properly. Back straight. Squatting. Head up. I'm listening. Sleeping. I'm listening. You get up and say, not like that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give Krishna prayer. So anyone who comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone who accepts the process given by him, accepting a guru and following the regulative principles, and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and rendering service, very powerful things. Five most powerful items of devotional service the Prabhupada has introduced. Any damn guy, any nonsense person, just say, I try to tell them, don't worry, just wait, cooperate. Say, the example is given, how many children you have? They fight sometimes, at least when they are children. They're fighting. So this is everywhere, Kaliga is fighting. So when children are fighting, the parent, he will not say, get out of the house. He will do some gimmicks, some of whatever is justice or injustice or whatever. Just keep going. This is called management. That's what we are just reading. Today's sloka is also about management. Management means you pacify, you appease by giving some lucrative things, and thirdly, you try to be diplomatic. Oh, you are better than her. Like that, you talk some things like that. So it's, oh, okay. And then, fourth is, like, last thing, get out of here. Get out of here, last thing. So, a temple manager, or a guru, or a sannyasi, only the last thing in this one, get lost. But he has the maximum patience. We have less patience. So, a Vaishnava has maximum patience. So, on this way, that way, this way, that way, that way. And then and finally, just like Krishna gave Sisupal 100 opportunities a day, 100 times, 100 times. You do 99 and you stop. Again, next day your opportunity again. Go on and start. But on one day, if you do 100, then your life is complete, finished. So Sisupal. So like that. A manager either in the material world or a manager in a spiritual organization, many times people think, what is this manager? What is going on in the temple? This, that, this, what is going on? But because it is all oriented for a purpose. And you are doing many things in the temple. But that's the goal. How to do something for Krishna. How to do something for Krishna, that is the goal. So for that, you have to take in management many, many things. For ordinary people, it may look like why they are tolerated, why they are dealt like that. Yesterday, lecturer was sitting in my room. Some couple came. Is it right? So, they had to try to do something. Because for Krishna, whatever you are doing, the goal is how to bring a person to Krishna. The goal is how to make a person make a little advancement in Krishna consciousness. The goal is how together we can maintain Prabhupada's mission. Not finish Prabhupada's mission. Maintain Prabhupada's mission. So throwing out a person is easy. Or leaving the mission is easy. In Kali Yuga, somehow cooperate and push on. The mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then, at one place, Prabhupada said, hell with your liberation. Yeah, hell with your peace of mind. Then we are all trying to find our own, but in the preaching mission, when you sacrifice your comfort, when you sacrifice your profit in order to push on the mission, in order to help somebody, Krishna recognizes. Krishna recognizes tolerating all inconveniences in order to maintain the institution of the parampara. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Nimbagitya, to Madhvacharya, I will accept the key things from all four of you. No one has everything. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tatva. All other philosophy and all other paramparas is something that said they cannot give Krishna. They cannot deliver Krishna. They will deliver you Lakshmi Narayan. They will deliver you Santaras. Something said Lakshmi Narayan, Santaras. Like that. But here, the Gaudiya mission is supposed to give you the highest God and the highest rasa, both. The highest. The guy came from US. Jai Krishna. He your Ramayana class here. Ramayana class. After that, you are sitting with me till 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock in the evening. You get it. So, there is a why ISKCON says Krishna is superior. Very good, sir. No, we don't say Achintya Bhagavan. He is and he is not. Krishna is superior to Ram and Vishnu. And in one sense, he is not. Vishnu, Ram and Krishna are the same. At the same time. So, we don't know if that means there is no room for getting into argument. And somebody says, no, all are equal. That's very good. Slow. And then somebody wants to hear. Our philosophy, Achintya Bheda Bheda. The world is Krishna, the world is not Krishna. You are not Krishna. No? So similarly, anything can be discussed in this way. One and different. The world is one with Krishna, the world is different from Krishna. You are one with Krishna, you are different from Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will take two from each of your sampradaya. From Madhva Sampradaya, said, how to destroy Mayavada. So they are called Tattavadis, Madhvacharya, Tattavadis. He has given very elaborate how to dismantle Mayavada. Mayavada means so is in Maya. That's why you are being later. Anybody who is not a Krishna devotee is in Maya. Philosopher also is in Maya. They cannot speak. Only when you accept Krishna, then you can come out of Mayavada. So, Madhvacharya is given how to defeat Mayavad. Mayavad means everything is one. There is nothing like separately God. Jiva and Paramatma are the same. That philosophy called Mayavada. Yesterday we told how Lakshmanacharya asked Kanchipurna 6 questions. He asked who is Paramatma? And he asked is Paramatma and Atma one? And then he asked, what is the way to attain Paramatma? Lakshmanacharya, very solid questions. And then how does a devotee face death? Who is my spiritual master? Lakshmanacharya asked Kanchipurna. Kanchipurna was a Dalit, a low class born, but a great devotee. To directly talk to Vardharaj Swami, Kanchipuram. She said, Vardharaj Swami, Kanchipuram, where? So, Kanchipuram, Vardharaj Swami, Vardharaj Pirmal. So, and clearly, Vardharaj Pirmal, he says, Paramatma and Atma, they cannot be one. The Atma is, the source of Atma is Paramatma. The Atma is completely dependent on everything from Paramatma. So it is such a maya to think that soham. Soham, they call it soham means I am that. But Vaishnavas explain soham. I am that means you belong to that category. You are not him. You belong to that category. You are also eternal. You are also blissful. But your eternity and bliss is dependent on how you take saranagati. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, from Madhva Sampradaya, I will take how to defeat Mayavada, strip completely, destroy Mayavada, all arguments, Madhvacharya, and how to establish the deity of Krishna. Krishna is a person. That's what he has taken from Madhvacharya. And from Ramanujacharya, about whom we are discussing, he has taken two things. From each sampradaya, two things. From Ramanuja, devotional service is the only way. Although we say karma yoga, jnana yoga, this, that, and all that. Only devotional service. Says, who will become free from cycle of birth and death? Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvataha. If you understand Krishna in tattva, not sentimentally, not some in tattva means doubtlessly, in tattva means with full conviction. It's called accepting Krishna in tattva. So he's saying, janma karma chame divyam yevam yo vetti tattvataha tattva devam punarjanma. Who will not attain freedom from cycle of birth and death? Tattva devam punarjanma. Only that person, it is guaranteed that you will not take birth again. No punarjanma. Oh, one who knows Krishna in tattva. Because that man cannot give up throughout his life. No matter what happens in life, he cannot give up the shelter of Vaishnava dharma. So tattva. And then in another place Krishna says, how you can attain tattva? Bhaktya mam vijanati yavan yasmi tattvata. Only by bhakti you will understand Krishna properly, not otherwise. So that's it. So Ramanujacharya just established bhakti, only devotional service, bhavada bhakti. Then second thing he gave, the service to the devotees. Forget all your japa, tapa, useless. Simply anybody who is chanting, how to respect them. Anybody who is chanting, how to cooperate with them. Anybody who is chanting, how to make adjustments. No way. So, two things. Devotional service, thing, and serving the devotees is a must. Don't worry about you going after Krishna directly. Your pujas, your yatras, this and that. Just that's what senior devotees learn. Senior devotees just stay in service. Just try to please the Vaishnava, senior Vaishnava. That's all. liberated, this, that, ananda, bliss is coming out that. You are liberated in liberation. Just don't bother. Just you go on trying to serve and please the devotees. And then very, very strong faith in devotional service. Holy name can do anything, everything to be topmost achievement. Just holy name. Have no doubts. So that is a Ramanujacharya. He has taken devotional service and mainstay serving the devotees. All Ramanuja Sampradaya stories. Simply serving the devotees, meeting the devotees, serving the devotees. Before. And then from Vishnu Swami and Nimbaditya. The two things from Vishnu Swami, from Rudra Sampradaya, is from Vishnu Swami, two things Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken, which are essential for. I'll just say the four things, I don't know. Division is, one is Saranagati. Saranagati means whatever Krishna may kick you away, but still. Saranagati and the Radha Tattva, the importance of Radha and Krishna Bhakti. The fourth is Gopi Bhav. There's one more thing. Gopi Bhav and Radha Tattva and Saranagati. Anybody knows? Say loudly. Correct. Yeah, something like that. Saranagati and Raganuga. If you are, suppose you want to be a friend of Krishna, don't imagine to be a friend, but you go to friends of Krishna. Correct. There is Saranagati and Raganuga Bhakti. That is from Vishnu Swami. And from Nimbaditya, only Madhuri Ras, Radha, Tattva, and Gopi Bhav, these two. So, what are the eight things from Madhvacharya? What are the two things? Establishing Krishna. Krishna is the person. Then from Ramanujacharya, serving the devotees. And from Vishnu Swami, Saranagati, Raganuga Bhakti. Always follow. If you want to be mother of Krishna, you try to follow people like Yasoda, who are in the Vasudeva. Then don't do your new crazy things. You know, I am mother of, I have feelings for it. Don't. Just you serve Yasodama. Don't bypass Yasoda and try to be mother of Krishna. Nonsense. Never happens. So nobody can become mother of Krishna. Only Yasoda is mother of Krishna. And your Vasudeva, try to be assistant of Yasoda. And then daily, you'll be ready at the bathroom of Krishna. And then give him hot water. That's it. Okay. Don't try to. Okay, Yasoda knows how much the water is to be hard. What you have to mix in that. All things Yasoda knows. So how will you know directly yourself? You think you are more than Yasoda or what? Can anybody more than Yasoda? Can anybody more than a gopi? You follow gopi vrittipada kamalayava dasa dasa dasa. Servants are the servants are the servants are the servants are the gopis. Bhakti, 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 bhakti. Kulasa Agarwal what he said. 10 times. That's it. You should not be violating the etiquettes. When our seniors are saying, not my business to criticize, to comment. I don't understand, my dull head, I cannot understand why they are telling me to do like this, why they are doing like this. And then the fourth thing is Radha Dasya and Gopi Bhav. Radha Dasya, Radha Dasya and Gopi Bhav. It's from Nimbarka Sampradaya. Vishnu Sai Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, Ramana Sampradaya, and Madhva Sampradaya. So Ramana Acharya, we'll see how his devotees, they maintain these two things. Like Kuresh. Kuresh was there. And Dasarath was there. These are all great devotees. We have to go at 10 o'clock. Kuresh, he was willing to be blinded. Kuresh was actually, Kuresh was blinded. His eyes were plucked out by the king, Chola king, Krimikanta. He did not care. He knows that nobody can make me blind. He will make me blind, but Krishna can give you back your eyes. He got. Kuresh got his eyes back. Jayadeva Goswami is the dacoits. They cut away his hands and legs and threw him in the well. The king, he gave Jayadeva Goswami 2 cartloads of jewelry. And the king had a lot. So you have pleased me so much by your bhajans and your katha. So you should not have any shortage of anything. Kindly carry this. Jayadeva Goswami did not want. I don't want. No. So all right. Padmavati and Jayadeva Goswami, they are going. These 2 carts full of gold, jewelry, everything is coming. Some dacoits in the forest. That's right. They thought, so he just cut off his hands and legs and throw him in a dark well. He will die. Then they took away. And then because he's a devotee. Jayadeva Goswami is a great, great devotee. By Krishna's arrangement, right in the middle of the forest, somebody came. So, took him out. Oh my God, this is Jayadeva Goswami. They brought him back to the king. King felt very bad. No hands, no legs. Treated nicely. He was sitting there and writing and singing. The court became old devotee. No complaint. He did not complain. And then one time, the dacoits thought that man is finished. Jayadeva Goswami is dead and gone. They came to the city and they came to meet the king for some errand, some work. And there's a Jayadeva Goswami without legs and sitting in the royal court as a royal poet. And then Jayadeva Goswami he saw, these are the people who cut my hands and legs. These are the people. They came to meet the king for something. It's an appointment. They already came to the appointment of the God. And they thought, my God, now we are caught. If Jayadeva Goswami tells these other people, they will cut my hands and legs. What will happen to them? The king will kill them to death. So they just turned back. They want to go away. They were just coming. They told the doorkeeper, we forgot the gift we kept for the king. The outside, they came out. They left. And then there were some, they recognized them. Because, you know, like, this is a great lesson for you. He did not become very hateful or angry. He said, nothing can happen without Krishna's arrangement. They did all this to me because they want wealth. Let me give more wealth. Then Jayadeva Goswami told the king, these are the people actually I was about to die. And these people saved me. Actually, he told like that. These people saved me. Kindly, give them a lot of wealth. Jayadeva Goswami said, the king immediately said, they were given again cartloads of wealth. And the people, the Bhatulu, the soldiers, what is your relation? Jayadeva Goswami, your survivor, Jayadeva Goswami recommended that you give up so much wealth. What is your greatness? The sipais, they don't know. They ask, what is your greatness? The great poet, Jayadeva Goswami. Then they told this guy, the lie, big lie. When he was about to die, somebody was cutting off and killing him. He saved him. They told like that. Complete white lie. Total lie. Immediately what happened? Immediately the earth, as a railing in the earth, like earthquake, and all these decoys. Earth closed. Because the Mother Earth could not take that lie. Such a big lie. And they did such an offense to Jayadeva Goswami. And then here what happened to Jayadeva Goswami? His hands and feet came back again. His hands and feet. The king was puzzled. Oh, can anybody get lost hands and lips? Is it possible? Not possible. If Krishna wants for a pure devotee, Kuresh got his eyes back and Jayadeva Goswami got his legs and hands back. Because Jayadeva Goswami and Kuresh, even in their dreams, they cannot think bad about others. So others, but about devotees, why should we think bad? We should not. So, people have to be simply, we should develop a lot of tolerance, a lot of compassion, a lot of. That is a devotee. That is a devotee. Devotee should never be agitated in life. No agitation. The Krishna gave you what not, whatever problems. You should always hold on to the feet of Guru and Krishna. And go on with life. That means you are passing one test after the other. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 10 o'clock. Pamphlets, cards, malas, books. Krishna yourself, me, Sai Krishna. Maybe if you people are staying back. ಟ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಹೊಸ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಏನ್ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರ ಓದ್ತೀವ ಪ್ರಸಾದ್ ಇರ್ಬೇಡ ಪದ್ಮ ಚಾನಲ್ ಇದೆ ಇದನ್ನು ಅದೇ